I have a plugged-up ear, and so if you hear me holler, or you have to holler at me, so.
But if you need any water, just feel free to grab some, just an extra.
Okay. We have a quorum, we're ready to begin.
For what it's worth, I really thought the meeting started at 4:30.
Okay, we need to pledge allegiance.
We're going to have a pledge allegiance to the flag, please. Ready, begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Vice Chair, with your permission, if I may call roll?
You're going to have to talk louder.
I'm going to call roll.
Perfect.
Chair Frank? Vice Chair Sauer?
Here.
Commissioner Gottiger?
Here.
Commissioner Buckley? Commissioner Levesque?
Here.
Commissioner Henderson?
Here.
Commissioner Taub?
Here.
Chair Frank and Commissioner Buckley are excused, we have quorum.
Now, approval of our meetings, our minutes, approval of our minutes?
No, no, we do the public comments first. We do public comments first.
Public comments before the minutes? Now, this is a first for me, so this is why I'm hesitating. Okay. Calling for public comments before we do anything with our meetings.
I'm going to call their names?
Yes, you're going to call their names?
I get to do this now.
In public, right.
Because I have a big mouth. Marie Scheffler?
Yes.
You get to go first.
Uh-huh. Where would be the best place?
On top of the table, on the top of the table.
Why don't you?
I don't think that would overwhelm. You want to maybe come up here a little bit?
Come on up here, so I can hear you better.
Okay.
Could you announce your name again, ma'am?
Marie Scheffler, and it's S-C-H-E-F-F-L-E-R. Okay. So, I've spoke before about the shelter, obviously, I'm passionate about it staying open. I work particularly with the feral cats, which don't have much of an opportunity. Up until a couple of years ago, when the program was started with the help of Oscar, they basically had no opportunity at the shelter. At Riverside, they do not have a feral cat program, they do not believe in keeping alive feral cats, to them, they're just a nuisance. They do serve a purpose, we spay and neuter as many as we possibly can. If we can return them to where they were trapped at, we do, if not, they go to a barn. They become non-toxic rodent control. So the shelter, this shelter, San Bernardino City Shelter, has been instrumental in keeping feral cats alive. And they're perfectly healthy cats, there's no reason to kill, you know, a healthy animal, just because you can't pet them. So, I don't think I want to go over the same thing. I think you guys all understand that we want to keep the shelter open. My concern is if it is closed, the people that trap the feral cats are still going to trap them, but they are not going to drive to Riverside. They're just going to turn them loose in the city, and you're going to have a huge feral cat explosion. Yeah. I also do TNR. I can't even keep up right now with the TNR, which is trap, neuter, return for feral cats that aren't taken to the shelter. But my TNR program will just go crazy if the shelter closes. I want to spay and neuter as many as I can. So with the shelter.
Suzanne, tell everybody what TNR means.
Trap, neuter, return. So say somebody has a bunch of stray cats in their neighborhood, and they don't mind feeding them, they just don't want them to continue to have babies. I trap them, I take them, I get them spayed and neutered, and I return them. So, and there's a lot of neighborhoods in San Bernardino that have rat problems. So these cats, they have a purpose. They keep the rodents down. In my neighborhood, we have tons of gophers. The outside cats keep the gophers down. I don't like when they leave them by my front door, but that's what they do.
They like you.
It is, it's a present. So my concern is Riverside is not feral cat friendly. And going to Riverside is not going to I think it's going to cause a problem for where the feral cats are concerned. I also think that you'll see an explosion with the stray dog population. I don't think most of the residents in San Bernardino are going to drive to Riverside if they find a stray animal. I just don't. It's 16 miles from shelter to shelter, but we all know the traffic going to Riverside is horrendous. So some people in San Bernardino don't even have cars. Some of them don't have the gas money to go to Riverside. So we'd like to see at least one more year, and there's rescue groups trying desperately to figure out some way to keep the shelter open and get it up to where it needs to be. You know, unfortunately, it needs improvements. It's an old building. Okay, so that's what.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's your time.
Okay. Oh, you got the timer, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. Good.
Alice Chow.
Hi, my name is Alice Chow, and I've been a teacher here in San Bernardino City for 18 years. I'm also a volunteer at the shelter. After school, I drive there. I do pictures. I help transport animals. We're the ones who make the dog beds, supplies, the fans, the misters, the dog food, the cat food, whatever's needed, we help with the shelter. So my concern is that if the shelter closes, you know, our senior residents and some of our residents that have no transportation, I've driven to Riverside, no traffic is 30 minutes one way, and it's an hour with traffic one way, okay? I'm at the shelter daily, and I see wonderful pet owners bring, you know, come and find their pets. I've asked them, do you go to Riverside? I can't make it there before it closes. They can't make it, and I see it over and over again where, you know, people bringing in their pets, found pets, they can't drive. You know, some people, we tell them you're in DeVore territory. They can't even make it. They end up dumping the pet in the parking lot. And luckily we're there grabbing it. So also, something you need to ask Riverside. We know for a fact, Blythe signed up with them 11 years ago, and they're a smaller city. It was $10,000 for their contract. Now it's $52,000. Okay, so they added fees, certain things. We need to ask a lot of questions. Make sure that we have everything answered. Also, in my next presentation, the 20th, we'll have the numbers. I'll compare San Bernardino fees and citations to Riverside fees and citations. Riverside is higher. Your residents will be angry that the city council has signed them up for fees that they are not aware of, okay? San Bernardino Shelter is amazing. They work with residents. I'm there. They work with them to get their pets back. We waive fees. Right now, we have no license checkers. We're still bringing revenue. When we had hired license checkers, we were bringing in 15 times the amount of revenue we are today. So we have volunteers. We could do part-time, you know, license checkers. It can work. If we get one more year to keep the shelter open, we break away from the police department. The police department does not need to run the shelter. They need to deal with crime. We become our own entity again like we did before the bankruptcy. The volunteers will be in place to keep it running. And during that time, right now we have San Manuel Tribe. They're interested in helping financially. We have several rescue organizations that are big and national that are ready to help us because they are watching us. Our youth rate from 8 years ago has gotten better. So we're now at 11%. It used to be for cats, okay, 90-something percent youth rate, and dogs was 80-something. So please allow us one more year where we can do a plan and keep the shelter open. We just need one year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lydia Savala.
Hello. I was at the last meeting, and I have to say to you that at that meeting I walked in without an opinion, but I have one now, and that is that, you know, I'm in full agreement with everything Alice has said. The other thing I like about what Alice said is that her comments are data-driven, and I am a data-driven person. I want to see data before decisions are made. So at the time I walked in the meeting, I have no data. But I, you know, picked up the phone, one phone call to the city shelter, and I asked, what is the approximate number of dogs that come in on a monthly basis. And the person with whom I spoke looked at the intake for the first 4 months of the year. Approximately 600 to 700 dogs enter that shelter on a monthly basis. According to the PowerPoint that was done by the police captain last week, I believe the Riverside shelter, please correct me if I'm wrong, has only a couple hundred kennels, is that correct? So it is inconceivable to me how they could possibly accommodate the intake of 600 to 700 dogs and they don't, a month if they don't even have that many kennels. As it is, we have a city that looks like a third world country with all these dogs running around. And something for consideration that is that an intake area. Well, there happens to be a kennel in San Bernardino that is licensed and approved entirely in accordance with code enforcement regs. And it's on 5th, near the corner of 5th and Waterman Avenue. It's called the Arrowview Pet Center. This woman, Teresa Traslow, purchased the Arrowhead Pet Center for $200,000. She has put in about $800,000 into that pet center. She has artificial grass. It's up to code. It's got air conditioning, it's got swamp coolers, it's got heaters. It's a lovely facility. And she would be more than happy to give a tour on any given day of the week to show this facility, which is licensed for by the county for, I believe it's 120 kennels are licensed. And that's what makes, there are two things that make that kennel quite valuable. One is that there is no other facility that I know of in San Bernardino that has an approved license for 120 dogs. And second, it's a beautiful, it even has a cattery for about 30 cats. So I share that with you for your consideration, Arrowview Pet Center. Okay.
Thank you.
Alberta Vinettes. Did I murder it?
Vinettes? Yes.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Alberta Vinettes. I'm a resident of San Bernardino. I live up in the north end.
Not up here, it's in Mobile, a little closer.
Okay. We've lived here now for just over a year. One of the big reasons that I was okay with moving, because we've been LA County our whole lives, you know, born and raised, grew up in West, was a big part because of the shelter and all the people that I would see on social media, you know, rescuing dogs. I had planned when we moved to volunteer at the shelter. Unfortunately, I had an accident. I had surgery and I had been down and not able to do so, but we do take towels and we, you know, as needed. I've pledged many a time to many rescues for many dogs from the shelter. Now, the one huge issue going to the meeting that was a couple weeks ago or whenever it was, that I was thinking about after I got home is, you know, we have two dogs and our dogs are licensed. We went and licensed them as soon as we moved. I had a big issue with the fact that there's nobody checking licenses where that is money for the shelter. How is this possible? You know, I just could not believe that. And I had a problem with, okay, well, if they're not even doing that, they're already wanting to get rid of the shelter. And that angered me quite a bit. Now, another thing that I had an issue with was the fact that the loose dogs, there are loose dogs in our neighborhood, and we live over by the golf course. Every day, loose dogs. You have to be careful when you're walking your dogs because there are loose dogs everywhere. What's going to happen when there are going to be more loose dogs? And it's based in Riverside, which I know that it was said that the officers will be local, but honestly, how long is it going to take for them to handle a situation? I've had several neighbors been attacked by dogs walking, and animal control doesn't even come out. Our animal control, which is an issue, and now, you know, Riverside, it's going to happen. I'm just very scared for our neighbors. I'm afraid for the animals and the fact that they're going to be going over to Riverside, they're going to be euthanized more. I have an issue with that. You know, I see how the rescues work. I see how all the people that are sharing and trying to get these animals adopted. I had several friends come and adopt from different areas all over, you know, different counties to get dogs from San Bernardino. And that's not going to be a possibility. And it just breaks my heart. And that's all I really have to say. So.
Thank you. Carolyn Vermilk.
Hello, I'm very proud to be in front of the elected council. It means a lot to me. I apologize for the speech impediment. I am from Quebec City, Canada. I worked very hard to become a U.S. citizen back in 2011. It was difficult, but I did it. And I'm very proud, okay? Wildlife is normal for me. If you were to Google where I'm from, Bhopal, which is up north of Quebec City, you would understand why, okay? So I came here and have been rehabbing wildlife all my life. I started when I was 8. I come here and, no offense, it's a bunch of city folks. They don't know about wildlife. So I became your licensed wildlife hospital located in Riverside. We're called Sunshine Haven because where we are, when the sun comes down, it's where the sun even can take haven. It's beautiful, okay? I am Dr. Carolyn Verville. I am your licensed wildlife rehabber. And if you keep that shelter open, I'm gonna tell you what. I am willing to become your wildlife department. What does that mean? All the wildlife found by residents now have a place to go. What does it mean, really? We have eyes on wildlife disease, okay? Most of what we do, the Lane Foundation, is keeping an eye on wildlife disease. What could go wrong when you look at Google Earth from the ocean to Cajun Pass, Victorville, and Ottawa is all urban development. You guys don't have territory for the wildlife. We are one genetic mutation away from any wildlife disease to become zoonotic and be passed to us, okay? Now, I've been working with your shelter for many years. You'd be happy to know I already have your wildlife already, you know. And I'm willing to commit even more. I'm willing to do the wildlife management, the reportable disease, which we already do anyway. But your resident taxpayer now have a place to safely relinquish a squirrel or a baby bird, maybe a baby raccoon left behind. You know what? When your shelter has the reputation to care for squirrels, little songbirds, and little baby possums left behind, what does it do to your corporate image? That's right. It changes the whole outlook, okay? So now your animal control officers are no longer fear that this animal is going to be put down. No, we don't put them down. Dude, we rehab even our squirrels. Are you kidding me? And we release back where they should be because there's a management done according to species. Like here, D&E Street. Do we want coyotes roaming free to take care of your rodent population? No. What do we want here? Feral cats that have been TNR, trapped, neutered, released. There's a management that needs to be done for your city. And I'm willing to do that. If you keep the shelter open and you have a wildlife department, I'm telling you now, the whole image, the whole thing will change. People donate for those in a beating heart. So, please keep the shelter open and consider us as your local wildlife rehabber.
Thank you. Okay, Summer Stewart.
Oh, so follow that. Oh, that was good. I wrote a bunch of notes, but I think I'm just going to talk. I'm Summer Stewart. I spoke last week. I'm a registered veterinary technician with Banfield in San Bernardino. So I'm a resident of Riverside, but I serve the community of San Bernardino with my job. I kind of touched on it last week, but after going home and thinking about it, I was overwhelmed with things I wish I would have said. So I'm kind of going to come from the aspect of, you know, like I said last week, the veterinary field. So I personally have reached out to my corporate in Washington. We have a foundation called the Banfield Foundation. I looked at the requirements as far as like getting funding and things like that to keep the shelter open, even if it was for a small amount of time while we figured everything out. It didn't qualify, but they did let me talk to someone under the executive director of the Banfield Foundation. And they told me that they would be interested in communicating to the director of the animal shelter. So whether that means the police department or whatever the future holds for the shelter, whoever ends up running it, they would be interested in doing that. I agree with what Alice was saying about the police department needing to separate. They have other things. Obviously, this isn't the priority, unfortunately, and it's not because they don't like animals, but they just have other things going on. So going off of that, they are, you know, I don't know what that interest involves, but I know that they didn't tell me no, absolutely not. We don't have anything to do with it. So that's a positive. Also, I just want to touch on the community. If the shelter closes down, I don't feel like everyone has been saying it's going to reopen at all. And it's going to be a complete disaster. It's already hard enough to see what we see at the animal hospital in San Bernardino. We're in hospitality. I just can't tell you how many people come in, like I said last week, uneducated. They don't even know what spay and neuter is. I was very, very, very distraught to hear that there was no one enforcing the licensing, the ordinance that was mandated on April 5th, 2007 for all breeds in the city to be spayed and neutered. Nobody knows that. No one knows that. And I know because I've been in Banfield for almost five years in September, and we have so many people coming in. They have a new husky puppy, they have a pit bull puppy, they have a chihuahua. They're gonna breed them constantly. That's their form of income. That's all they wanna do. They just wanna breed. And if they don't, and we always ask, do you have a, do you know the requirements for breeding, being a responsible breeder? They have no idea what we're talking about. There's things that you have to do, such as you have to wait till they're 2 years of age to even consider doing that. They need to have a complete health exam. These people don't know that. So if there is no one enforcing this, the ordinance that was back in 2007, they're going to keep doing what they're doing, and it's going to continue to overpopulate not just San Bernardino but all the surrounding shelters. Did you say my time? Okay.
Thank you. Jackie Bissett.
Hi, I'm Jackie Bissett. I don't know how I ended up last. But I heard about the situation on next door, and I was really shocked. I couldn't believe a city of this size would not have a robust shelter with TNR, with I'm trying to remember what it was called, but I participated in a program in Pomona where I had recently gotten two kittens. They fixed them, they gave them a shelter, a shot. They, you know, for free. And they do this on a regular basis. They do that. They try to get, if you're in their zip code, one of their zip codes, you can get your animal fixed for free. And it's, you just have to show up. You just have to, you know, drop your cat off and pick them up at the end. I mean, it was amazing. I'm not wealthy, but I'm not poor either. I'm, you know, right in the middle. And yet it was free. And to me, a city like this, which is an awesome city. I moved here 2.5 years ago. I love the city. The history is amazing, and I just think it's really important to take care of all the beings in the city, not just struggling to, you know, take care of people. I think we need to take care of the creatures too, and I feel that that would put a positive feeling in the city by having a shelter. So
thanks very much.
We have one more.
Carol Blessington.
I know we have to do this, so try to have the chair last.
Okay.
Fair. I actually had no intentions of speaking today, but I'm just listening to this, just making me want to get up to speak. I actually, with Sunshine Haven, I'm the director. I help with the wildlife. Some of your wildlife actually comes to us. And just sitting here listening, it just is shocking to me. I agree that a city of this size and this complexity does not have a very robust animal shelter. Healthy animals in any community, it leads to a healthy population, human population. And to kind of shove those off somewhere, I don't really quite understand it. I've heard probably at least 3 or 4 people here talk about licensing fees, and there's nobody that actually monitors that. That is just such low-hanging fruit. That's right there for the picking. That's just money out the window that should be able to be brought in to support the animal shelter. But you just have to, as a community, should support your animals. We don't do domestic animals, but we do wildlife. And again, we would, as Dr. Gravel said, we would be willing to step that up for you guys. A healthy wildlife population is a healthy environment, period. You have to have animals in the right places, the right things, the TNRs. You have to have the possums in the right place. I mean, one possum kills 5,000 ticks in a season, for gosh sakes. That's 5,000 less that can get on you or your pets. We do things like surveillance for diseases. We've seen avian diseases come in. We have seen mammalian diseases come in. And it's what we do is we report those things so that you want to know where those diseases are. Do you have a skunk that has rabies in your city? Because other skunks in your city also have rabies. Do you have birds that have avian diseases in your city? You want to know that. It just seems like it makes sense to me. And sorry I wasn't prepared. I'm kind of rambling on this, but I think it's really important that it's something that you guys need to consider. It sounds like you have room to gather funds that is very easy to do. Just enforce what you already have. And the money will come in. So that's it.
You didn't have to stop.
Thank you. Any more speakers? I want to thank all of you for coming. We share your concern. We share your interest. And you don't know how many hours of thinking and talking have gone on about this shelter. Not hours, not days, not months, years of trying to keep our shelter and keep it a healthy place for our animals. We're faced with many, many problems, as you know. And of course, the biggest is financial. The city needs money, and we need money to keep our shelter open. We're doing everything we can to affect this, and we really appreciate your coming in. Believe me, you'll be seeing more of us, I'm sure.
I mean, you better.
Okay?
Thank you, Betty. Okay. I guess I'd like to add.
I got a plugged up ear, and I'm knowing the people, and I of all the days that I have to talk, because I hardly ever talk. Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me. I just wanted to add one thing. I'm so glad when you come and give us all this valuable information that we don't think of or haven't heard of before, like the non-domestic animals and the fact that you are working with them at our current shelter. I didn't know that, but
for many years, since 2009.
Well, I hope that you'll be at the meeting on the 20th, and I also hope that people
the public city council.
Will write letters also to the mayor and city council. You know, it's important for them to hear about it from citizens too. This isn't recorded. Is this recorded? No.
We're recorded.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have any advice for them now?
Go get them.
Do our speakers know? anything you think?
No, I would add one piece. This lady is a city resident. I don't know if anybody else is a resident of the city. But write a letter to your councilman.
I have.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because they need to hear from the public.
Yeah. And they need to hear why.
The one little thing is that several neighbors were talking about this, but nobody, it was posted on a social media thing, and none of the neighbors knew. Nobody knew that.
Nobody knows
that. Our shelter is, nobody knew. And that's a big issue, too. That's another issue.
Press Enterprise. Hashtag Press Enterprise.
Should be the Sun Telegram.
Okay. Hashtag Sun Telegram.
You know what? You're talking about being a San Bernardino resident. You don't have to be. You just have to be neighbors.
No, but you, as a city resident,
a council person
will listen to you.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're a resident of Shawar.
And we can assure all of you that our city council loves animals too, believe me. They're not out there to get rid of the shelter because they all hate animals. The cats get in the way and whatever.
Yeah.
So we've got a problem, and the problem's financial. It's gone on for years and years.
The other thing, I think, I'm interrupting, I'm sorry, is that it affects things we're not aware of. I remember so strongly the lady who said she sells real estate, and whether a city has an animal shelter and how they feel about animals and protecting them and, you know, providing the services for them affects the sale of real estate. Well, we don't want the price of housing in San Bernardino to bottom out because it looks by the hordes of animals that run around that we don't care about them.
And we bought our home knowing that the city had a shelter. That was a big thing for me, especially.
Important to you?
Absolutely. That was huge.
How interesting.
Yes.
So when you do write a letter, that's an important thing to put in. Really?
It was.
Huh. And maybe you could find other people you could encourage to do that same thing.
I think we need to move on with the agenda. We've got a big agenda to go through. All right. We need to approve the minutes next.
Huh?
Approved agenda. Oh, no, decision, sorry.
No, what's approved agenda? We want to dismiss these people.
No, they don't get dismissed.
Can they stay here? We don't get dismissed.
No, you can leave if you want.
Go.
I excuse myself. I have many ideas.
Yes, it's an open, it's a public hearing.
I'm temporarily to be here. I have people bringing me animals after 6 o'clock. This matters.
So many.
Well, I couldn't keep the only one.
Okay, all right, very good. Thank you.
Just wanted to put that in.
It's a public hearing.
Assist these people.
No, it's a public hearing. They're entitled to stay.
Can you stay for the whole meeting?
Yes.
If should they want to.
I didn't know that. We've never had that before.
Should they?
We did the last, the big
meeting. Should I have the last time that, do they want to stay?
It's up to them. They usually stay.
We never had a problem before the people were so interested in it.
Well, I know it's not a problem, but I'm saying it's a protocol for us.
It's a public meeting. The public has a right to attend.
Okay, that's fine. Now, do we have any comments on our minutes from any of our members? You haven't got anything to say?
I don't have any minutes.
You got enough printed material here.
I don't know when, you know, my mail goes to the house.
I know.
Kids all the time. Thank you.
Well, I have something to say.
Okay. So the next portion of the agenda, the
time is now. You know, we've been talking about the funds and San Manuel can do this and this group can do. The time is now to put it together and stop talking about it, because it's not going to be repaired, it's going to be replaced. So as many funds that can be gathered or a concrete proposal and commitment from these people that are willing to, because it's going to take a million or more.
Commissioner Henderson, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we could actually discuss that in the agenda item number 2, the outsourcing discussion. So if we can, we'll move forward and we'll discuss that.
Well, we're not there yet. We need to go through.
Oh, we need to go. Yeah.
We need to approve the minutes, I think.
Well, we're going to approve the minutes, but we got speakers.
I move the minutes be approved as read.
I second it. And you second. The minutes have been approved and second and read. All right. We're going to move now into.
So we would go on to old business.
Yeah. All right, old business. Now, how are we going to start our old business?
So, if you recall from the May meeting, They had started an outsourcing discussion, and that was requested to be agendized for the following regular meeting, so this is just a continuation of that discussion, should there be any.
So, and in the meantime, we had the special meeting last week.
Yeah, it's a special, yeah. So, do we, from the special meeting last week, are we bringing any of that information into our meeting today, or not?
I would hope so, if we had a consensus for an opinion.
We passed a recommendation, and I'm trying to find it.
Yes.
But can you find the recommendation?
Because that's so much paperwork.
It would be in the special paperwork.
It would be in the agenda packet. Dated June 7th.
I do have those, but I don't know.
Remember, I was not at the special meeting, so I can't add a challenger.
No, we emailed them to us, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. I know.
So if you'd like, I could, just for reference, would you like me to reread the recommendation that, or if you have.
Did you email it to us?
I emailed it and then mailed it as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes, okay. Why don't we read the recommendation we made?
I think that's the old one.
No, that's not.
Do you have it, Melina?
I have it, would you like me to read it?
For you to read it?
Yes, okay. Commissioner Todd made a recommendation a group be formed to research fundraising options to keep the animal shelter open, with there being no public support to have animal shelter services contracted with Riverside County. Commissioner Gottiger seconded the motion carried by the following votes. And then those were A's Frank, Gottiger, Levesque, Henderson, and Taub, and then excused were Buckley and Sauer.
So it was passed unanimously.
You want to deal with that item now?
I don't think you have to deal.
I don't think we have to deal with it, do we?
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
Correct. So, I mean, it's up to you whether you want to continue the discussion on outsourcing, which was agendized on number 2, or we can continue on to the captain's report. I don't know if anybody.
Because the next step is the city council meeting on the 20th, where this recommendation, along with the police department report, goes to the city council and the mayor, and they do whatever it is they're going to do. They pass outsourcing the shelter, they don't pass it, they agree with our recommendation to appoint a committee to look into it, whatever they decide.
Yeah, I didn't hear her talk about a committee in that.
I do too, and shouldn't there a recommendation, a formal recommendation come out from this committee as a whole?
That's it.
Well, that.
No, we had a quorum. Yes, we had a quorum at the last meeting. Where that was
the meeting you did not miss was a special meeting.
Yes,
of the
but committee. Was that approved at that meeting?
Yes.
So the minutes of your last meeting are the formal recommendation.
Exactly what she just read.
So you have everything, your formal recommendation is that, what she just read.
Which was from a special meeting, but it was passed by a quorum of members present.
Correct.
So, it's a done deal.
Let's have a statement right now. As what the progress? Everything was approved at the last meeting.
Not everything.
No.
We made a recommendation.
Yes, I know the recommendation.
That's all we need to do.
What do you mean that's all we have to do?
The recommendation now goes to the city council and the mayor.
The recommendation
and they
are over.
Yes, that recommendation.
Well, of course, if that's what we would expect, we would say.
Right.
Yes. And that's all we have to do?
Yes.
And what are you going to do from there?
There was discussion at the special meeting about setting up a committee for further investigation.
I'll reread it for you, Commissioner. Commissioner Todd made a recommendation a group be formed to research fundraising options to keep the animal shelter open, with there being no public support to have animal shelter services contracted with Riverside County. Commissioner Gottiger seconds the motion.
Okay, and the motion is unanimous.
We'll call it committee later.
I don't know if I feel comfortable about the fact that we haven't really sat down as a group
and talk.
We did.
Well, I know we did, but and with things that I have been a member of the Animal Commission since it began. We have gone through this year after year after year. We've had so many problems and so many troubles. We've had one fundraising activity after another, hundreds of fundraising activities. We've had marvelous people come and talk to us about the support that they feel for the animals as we do. And here we are doing the same thing we did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and you know that.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, how long have you been around? About 5 years?
Oh, no longer than that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so we're going to bring the city council, and what are we going to ask the city council to do?
Well, we just asked them to
extend the
appoint
decision.
A group to look into funding apparatus. We're making a recommendation.
All right, just a minute. We're making a recommendation that the city council appoint a group.
No.
Make a recommendation, a group be formed to research fundraising options to keep the animal shelter open.
Yeah.
With there being no public support to have animal shelter services contracted with Riverside County.
Okay, and who is going to form the group?
That's up to the city council.
Or the commission.
On June 20th.
It's up to the county
can do it, or they can tell us to do it.
Right. It's the council is having on their agenda the closure of the shelter.
Well, of course. Sure.
So that is on the 20th. That's not our decision to make. The city council will make that decision.
All right. The meeting that I missed last time, wasn't that a recommendation? Had the council approved Riverside at all? Has there been any approval of that?
No, that has not happened.
That was just information that was brought to you about what Riverside can do for us, what they've offered, is that right?
The council has not discussed it.
The council doesn't discuss it until the 20th of this month. The city council.
Okay, why was the meeting held then?
That was our special meeting for the Animal Control Commission to be informed and aware of what was going on with the outsourcing and to make a recommendation to the city council and the mayor.
We're going around and around and around.
I know. I see you want to take more action than we are in charge of, I think. Yeah. We've made our recommendation. It's done deal. Until we hear back from the city council.
I felt like our recommendation was we don't want to commit now to contracting with Riverside, but we would ask for an extension of the final decision.
That's the way we could research grants. So we could research grants. And that's what that recommendation says, without the specificity. Can't even say for at least a year.
She's saying I don't.
But that's not it. That recommendation is done. You can't do anything with it.
No, right? I'm talking about June 20th.
That's what goes June 20th.
Right.
You guys have accomplished that. You've made your recommendation.
Right.
It's not, it feels like a sense of finality to it. I mean,
no.
The commission continues on, so you will have further meetings and further discussions. And on the 20th is when the decision will be made whether there will be a council. Right. Yeah, and then.
The city council can decide.
Again, like we talked in the past, doing one thing before you know more information. On the 20th, you'll know more information.
Yes.
And right now, it'd be guessing at what's going to happen on the 20th.
Now, is this an agenda item for the council? Will there be in discussion with them? Of course, that how they handle it is their business. But what's our next step?
We're waiting for
the council. That's what I'm saying. We have no idea what the council will be.
I think it will be
an item for them.
It's already on their agenda for the 20th.
The formal agenda for the mayor and city council will be posted no less than 72 hours prior.
But it
is scheduled to be posted.
Okay.
When will they get our response? Have they got that already?
Yes. Once the approval of these minutes, which has happened, I'm going to forward the approved minutes over to the city manager's office so they can include that in their agenda packet.
But they won't see it before.
Do we have to approve the special meeting minutes?
Yes, that was part of your motion.
Okay.
So it was inclusive of both.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So to ask you a question, they will have no idea in writing what our recommendation was until the night of the council meeting.
No, they will have it minimum of 72 hours before, because that's when the agenda packet formally must be posted and distributed.
Their decision to hold off for a year.
The minutes.
The funds. No, your recommendation.
The recommendation.
They'll have your recommendation.
A couple of days ahead.
And posted at 72 hours.
Before 72.
Before 72. Oh, yes. Okay.
And of course, this is nothing new for them at all. I'm sure there's been much discussion in the past. That's been private. So, where do we go from here? We'll wait.
We have nothing more. That's, and we're done with that, I think. Yeah, and then we have
you move on with the rest of your...
Do we have any items for new business?
I could go over
the... according to the agenda, the captain's report.
What?
Captain's report.
So Captain Green is out of town. I'll be covering for that. And you all have a copy of the statistics. I know a few of you requested a few additional items of information. Employee vacancies, for example, and licensing fees. Those are all included in the copies of the statistics that you all have. Does anybody have any questions about them?
No. We don't have anyone have any comments on that?
I do.
We do?
Okay, I have to find the first pen.
Ask me and I'll try to answer.
It was something about the vacancies that I was looking at.
Okay, that'd be on the first
page. That's the first page. There we go. Okay. These are all, there's one vacancy of animal shelter kennel supervisor.
Yes.
There's two vacancies for license checker.
Yes.
One vacancy for a shelter office supervisor. 9 vacancies for animal control officer.
Wow.
No. No.
That is the positions that are available.
Oh, total. I'm sorry.
Total. Okay, and then 3, the number under April and May are the actual numbers that are vacant. They're just showing you a consecutive
That's
month.
The vacancies. Yes. Okay,
that's what it is. And we have a large...
Is senior customer service rep?
Yes.
What do they do?
Customer service rep.
So then, we have 3 vacancies for shelter attendants, full time, and 5 vacancies for part time.
Part time shelter attendant, yes.
That's a lot of vacancies. But I suppose it depends on what they're going to do,
but
right?
But we have always had a huge number of vacancies.
Traditionally, part-time positions can could be difficult to fill.
Yeah, so. Right.
You know, I had questions before. I don't know when they'll be answered. If so, that report we heard at the last meeting about if your dog is impounded in Riverside, there would be the fees of $40 a day or whatever, and then possible administrative fees of $600 to $1,000 in addition. What happened?
Well,
thank you.
So keep in mind, the information provided that was provided from the police department was what we had researched and the information we were received from conducting that, our research in those terms. You also received information from guest speakers.
Right.
And whether that's vetted or how that information has been vetted or the accuracy of it, whether it's, you know, hearing it from a friend or they've actually experienced it, I don't know. And I don't know that you know that, and they may not be certain of it either. So,
and from so the information we investigated, I thought I understood Captain Green to say he was going to check. I mean, he hadn't heard of it before.
Well, we were given a proposal and a contract, and if those are not included in that, they shouldn't be existent. That's information we received from a guest speaker, which we've received a lot of information from guest speakers, and very valuable information. But I can't speak to the accuracy of it, and it's not in our proposal because it was never cited from anybody we spoke with.
And I just thought there might be some further checking on that because it was such a shocker. I mean, it was a shocker to me. It'd be the difference between getting my dog back or not for many people.
Well, it is. I mean, it's
$1,000 in addition.
And I don't know of it, but in my mind, when I hear $1,000, it sounds, that doesn't sound like a realistic number. And I can't imagine an organization making a contract with us and not telling us that, by the way, we might charge you $1,000 for, you know, it sounds like some, you know, it sounds like that would be almost a fraudulent thing to do. So, but I can't speak to it because I don't know any accuracy of that. All we can speak to is the information we received through the vetting process of our proposal.
You see, I think I could call up and ask the Riverside County Animal, but okay. They got no reason to talk to me.
Most of the shelters are pretty open with their
information. Why wouldn't they talk to you? After you spend the half hour on the phone waiting for them.
I don't know. I mean, who am I?
You're a person that calls up and lies. Tell them you have a dog in there. You want to know what you're going to have to pay him. Although that won't work. You have to give him a number, I guess. Okay.
We've supplied you with the information that through the process that is in the contract for Riverside. Anything additional would be outside the scope of the contract. That's, you know, and as Captain Green had said, just because we have a contract doesn't mean we would have to stay within it, especially if there was something so far outside the scope of the contract. Again, there's lots of guest speakers, and they're going to have a lot of information. And to vet every single bit of information, our goal isn't to disprove anybody. Our goal is to provide the information that we have and make a decision based on that.
Well, I did, yes, but I haven't committed it to memory. What was on the internet, first it was on a phone, and it was hard to read 18 pages on a phone. Did anybody else see this, what was on the internet of the agenda for the last meeting? The contract?
No.
That was given.
She made a copy for everybody in the special meeting last week.
Before the meeting?
Yes. No, at the meeting.
No, the whole thing wasn't in there. It's 18 pages. It's longer.
It's longer.
It's longer, right? Mm-hmm. You have 18 pages?
No, I don't think it's 18 pages. Mm-hmm. 6 pages.
No, it's 18.
I don't know.
Off the internet.
I pulled it off the internet too before the meeting. But I think
the ones that were presented at the meeting, the additional copy, that it might have been double-sided, so it may have seemed smaller.
I don't know. All I know is the other issue question I had, which I didn't find here, was the business of a holding area. Because I thought I had read.
We talked about that last meeting, Jane.
What did you say?
I said that there is a holding area because the animal control officers will be working in San Bernardino. They will have the trucks. So if they pick up a dog or cat, they will put it in the truck. And it will stay in the truck until such time as they go back to Riverside or get a full truck to take back to Riverside or whatever their procedures will be.
Now, are you trying to relate this incident to the Riverside? I'm not sure what you're trying to do.
Jane is concerned about us having to develop a holding area in San Bernardino for the animals before they are taken to Riverside, assuming this goes through.
Well, this is an assumption that we're making.
But she's concerned about this and she wants to know about it.
There's all kinds of things to be concerned about.
But this is the one she's talking about.
Because I thought I saw a reference to it, that's why.
I think they talked, some of their people talked about it.
There'll be a million questions.
Yeah. But my understanding is that we don't need a holding area.
Have you heard any talk of that? Or am I having
that? I've heard a lot of it. I've heard you mention a holding area a lot. But no. So again, in your duties as a commission, that may be something to investigate further down the line. Again, as Commissioner Sauer is saying, that these are things that we don't, on the 20th, we may learn that we're keeping the shelter we have and nothing else is happening.
We're trying
to make decisions about things that none of us know yet.
Right.
So it's
until something is a done deal. And before it can become that way, these are questions that will need to be answered. But right now, I don't think we can delve into it.
Isn't that after the fact? I mean, if there is a...
There's going to be a minute.
Well, again, you're speaking as if there's a finality to everything on the 20th.
Yeah.
And
that's how I feel.
Well, so again, it may be influencing your thought process in that because, you know, all the people here are going to continue to work to find, you know...
A solution.
And, you know, so... And again, as I said, agencies, cities go to shelters and then change and go to a different shelter, and it's not out of the norm, it's not unusual. I think some of the questions you're having or concerns, it might be, as we talked about before, something that you would want to wait and see if there's cause for that concern. There may be no cause for that concern yet.
Well, I know there were a lot of cities that contracted with us, and, you know, to put it in my words, I don't know why they got mad and went just somewhere else, but they did, which dropped our revenue, I assume. But I don't know if the thing on up the hill, if they won't consider a contract, we have no other alternative. I don't think we're going to contract with Orange County.
Yeah, and again, we're going back to minutes from, we're discussing business from your last, and I think you've moved on to that. So again, this may be something that you're concerned about before you learn any further.
I'm going to change the subject and say, is our shelter being run now the same way that it's been for the last few years? We have the same personnel there. Is Oscar still?
I think the shelter personnel has been consistent for a few years now, but I'm not familiar with enough to tell you accurately.
Okay. Because that question's been asked by several people. You know, is Wanda still there? Is Oscar still there?
Wanda and Oscar are here. We
knew so well.
Wanda and Oscar are still there at the moment.
And again, like I said, back to old business with the shelter. I don't want me to be the person that keeps you in that old business.
I agree. Ladies, it is 5:16.
What?
It's 5:16.
Yeah, oh, okay. I looked at the clock. Believe it or not, well,
we don't have a specific time thing, but
we usually stop at 5:00, but we've had so much on top of us. Mm-hmm. As you all know, things are happening very quickly and very fast. We have lots and lots of emotions going on. There's many, many people commenting throughout the community saying, you can't do this, you can't do that. One thing I certainly will agree with, a city this size and this stature that can't handle a shelter, it's pretty sad, mm-hmm. sad situation. But it's happened for many, many years, and hopefully, something. Remember, it's the animals that we're concerned about, not necessarily ourselves.
So I'm concerned for the city residents too.
Well, of course, but they are the animal people too. Remember, the residents will have animals.
I think this is a terrible loss to the city.
Of course, it's a terrible loss. Awful.
I think it's sad, and you can't blame the police department all the time, but they've had it since 2011. So we haven't done much of anything, apparently, to keep up with the times with the animal shelter. And before that, too.
Okay. But we've known
this. I want to bring up one other subject, too.
And then let me conclude the captain's report.
Oh, so we can go on then formally to the Animal Control Commission announcement.
Okay, thanks. You want me to talk now?
No, he's going to finish the report.
Oh, you're going to
finish the report.
Oh, you are
finished. I had opened up the questions about the report and reverted straight to the shelter. So now it would be the Animal Control Commission announcements. And here we have those more.
Do you have any announcements? Do any of the commissioners have any announcements?
Are you going to give us any statistics as far as the shelter is concerned, or is this all in
Yeah, you're all in the for you, and that's why I had opened that's up if there's any good. Questions. I could read the numbers for you, but you might want to look through them on your own.
We can read those ourselves, I'm sure, because we are after time. All right. Got any commissioners here that want to bring up anything more?
I'll shut up.
I move that we adjourn.
All right.
Second.
It's been moved that we adjourn. We have a second, and we are adjourned until what? We're going to start.
Until the next meeting, unless you're going to attend the city council meeting on the 20th.
So we're going to
July 11th.
We hope we are.
July 11th.
From our councilman. And they're going to act on our recommendation. Is that right?
Yeah, 6 months.